Häufen Pripetschig brennt a Feieru und in Stubis heis und der Rebbe lernt die kleine Kinderlach dem Alife Beis und der Rebbe lernt die kleine Kinderlach dem Alif Beis. My name is Rabbi Zev Stiefel, a shliach in Piestany, Slovakia. A guten Erev Shabbos, a guten Chodesh Adar Sheni. We're in the week coming from Chof Zayin Adar, and we're holding by Shabbos Parshas Pekudei. The question that's asked by many Mefarshim, and the Rebbe brings it in Likutei Sichas Chelek Aleph Parshas Pekudei. We know that the Torah is very precise, and from every word, and even from a letter, in an extra letter in the Torah, we learn out many halachas. So why is it that after the Torah tells us about the Mishkan and its Kelim, in Parshas, Terumah and Tetzaveh, the Torah repeats itself and tells us about making the Mishkan and its Kelim in Parshas Vayakal Pekudei? The answer, there are two Mishkans. There is a Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there is a Mishkan of the Yidden. There's a Mishkan Ruchni, and there's a Mishkan which is brought from Gashmi's Dikah things. When does Hashem say V'asu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'seicham by the Mishkan that the Yidden make? So we have the Rebbe, and we have the time before Chav Zayin Adar, which is much more halik, much more full of oir. And we have to think about the Rebbe and the way the Rebbe teaches his kinderlach. But at the same time, we know that Vayakal and Pekudei are repeated to tell us that the time after Chav Zayin Adar, when the Yidden come now and do their Aveda, connect themselves to the Rebbe. Because the koyach of every of our shlichus is from the Rebbe. But when is the main v'shachanti b'seicham? When we do our work on our own, and then through our work it becomes v'shachanti b'seicham. Hatzlacha Rabbe and everyone in their shlichus, and a guten Shabbos.